Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
The Portugal game and the Ronaldo red card, I think that is the most culturally significant thing that's ever happened at the Aviva Stadium.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Kieran, you've just ended the hunger. You brought Ballincollig home a National Cup title. Can you sum up your emotions for us right now?
Not really. I'm just blown away by the level of performance tonight. You know, I'm in around the league. I played 3 years National League with Ballincollig, but 13 years of Super League now, and I haven't really seen a level of that shooting led by Latrell Gisela at the start of the game, and you know, it just kind of flowed. Then got contributions everywhere. So yeah, just blown away by that, because 2 weeks ago we played a semi-final of the cup in Cork, and we had 66 points after regulation, four quarters. We won the game 70-67 after overtime. So to have 34 points in the first quarter, to come out like that with that statement of intent, delighted, absolutely delighted.
10 three-pointers in the first quarter. How does that happen?
Yeah, I just we have the talent to do it. We have the shooting, we have the spacing, but momentum in sport is just amazing. We lost to Vincent's last week, St. Vincent's. They've beaten us twice. I don't think we're streets ahead of any team in this league. I think it's very tight, but just what was apparent today was the comfort level of the players. I thought on the bus, the pre-game meal, I just thought guys were jovial, very loose, confident, cracking jokes. We were here 2 years ago, UCC Demons beat us, and beat us comprehensively. And that day, that week, the build-up, nerves, tension. And today, just guys were loose, and sometimes that happens. Guys get hot, like 10 threes, as you said. Unbelievable.
We saw some excellent combos on the court, but offensively and defensively. We talked to Giselle just there with his golden ball. Another word for Latavius Mitchell today. On both ends of the court, he's rebounding both offensively and defensively, showing up inside so many times to knock in 2 points for you. How key is he?
I've never met anyone like him. He's amazing. He's a warrior. He's a battler. And he has skill to go with it. I thought some of the rebounds he got down here in the second half when Tralee were making that push, he just came up trumps for us. I'd just like to give a special mention. His grandmother actually passed away about 10 days ago. And obviously he can't fly home. He's on duty with us. So I think he was playing for her. And he was amazing, because that was really difficult for him. Obviously he couldn't attend the funeral or that grieving process. So, but he's amazing. He gets beaten up. He gets hammered. You know, like the big men, he's physical. I've never seen him give out to a referee. He just gets on with it. His next play mentality, his temperament is unbelievable.
You talk about the personal stories. I mean, your own personal stories, unbelievable. To do that with your brothers out there, It doesn't get any better than that.
No, it's very special. It's really hard to process. It's kind of emotional all week, knowing that we had a chance to win this, and we hadn't done it before. We won the Super League 2 years ago, but the Cup is the pinnacle of Irish sport. I heard Kieran Donnelly on during the week, you know, and he's such a great spokesperson for basketball, and he nailed it. You know, it is the pinnacle. It is, you know, the TV, what this does for the visibility for our community, and the support we got. And I just thought tonight, as a spectacle with Tralee, the crowd they brought, I thought it was an amazing atmosphere to be here, you know. And then for us to win, what a bonus, you know.
Well, Kieran, you've reached the pinnacle. Congratulations. I hope you enjoy your celebration tonight, but not too much, because you've got a league title to attest to for the rest of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much. Cheers.
Latrell, you've just won the National Cup, Ballincollig's first National Cup, 31 points, an MVP. Talk us through that first quarter. You came out, your whole team shot lights out, 10 three-pointers, yourself with six. How did that happen?
I got to give it to my team. I got to give it to my team and my coaching staff. Like, they know what I can do, and they instilled so much confidence in me before the game to tell me to play free. And my whole career, when I had that confidence in me, and to be able to play free the way I did, it always turned out good. So tonight, I was able to just showcase it on a bigger scene, bigger floor.
What do you think led to your team dominating, not just offensively, but defensively as well? We saw yourself and a couple of players lock up Tralee when they came forward.
Yeah.
What was the game plan going into to lock them up?
I said it in the interview before, the more aggressive team is probably going to win the match. And Tralee is a great team. They're very aggressive. They got good shooters. They got a great point guard, good big man. So we knew we had to come out and be the more aggressive team. So our game plan all week was just to attack. Don't slow down. And it worked in our favor tonight.
You certainly did attack. Do you understand just what this means to Ballincollig? Their first ever National Cup victory. You're only here a couple of months and you've already managed to bring it to them. I mean, you're going to be a hero. Surely you got to want a statue now when you go home.
Man, I'm thankful, man. I'm thankful. I know how much it means to the community of Bannockholic. It's probably one of the most loving and welcoming communities I've been a part of. And I'm thankful and I'm happy to bring it to them, man. I know they're going to be ecstatic when we get back to Bannockholic. I can't wait to celebrate with them.
And we can see that game ball in your hands there on the camera. What does it mean to bring that home?
Man, it means the world to me, man. When I get home, I get right to my mom. She's going to be happy. She take me before the game. And she told me how proud she was of me, whether or not the outcome. And that's just another thing, just going out to play free. And my dad also, he's been on me since I was a kid. He always had my back. He always instilled this type of confidence in me as well. And on stages like this, it shows.
It's your first year playing big-time basketball out of college. Bannockholic are going to do well to keep you around here now after that.
Hey, man, I hope so, man. I love around here, man. I love the community and I love the coaches there.
You still have a league title to look forward to. Yourself and Belfast, top of the table. Is that the aim now for the rest of the season?
Oh, yeah, we're going for it all. This doesn't stop anything. This is great. The fans are going to love it. Community's going to love it. We love it. But we got another goal in chance. We're trying to double it up. We're trying to go for the championship in April.
Trout, thanks. Enjoy the match ball. I hope your mother enjoys the match ball. I hope you enjoy the celebrations tonight.
Thank you, man.